afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Indie Business Radio from Monday, November 5th, 2007. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's show is sponsored by the Indie Beauty Network. Serving the indie beauty business for nearly 8 years, the Indie Beauty Network provides products and services to help your business grow and your family thrive. Find out more at indiebeauty.com. You know, according to Donna Montaldo, a retail industry expert with About.com, in 2006, over $331 billion in potential consumer savings were distributed through your regular Sunday paper in the coupon section. Yet only $2.6 billion of those coupons were redeemed. Let me repeat that. $2.6 billion of the $331 billion savings were redeemed. That is a very tiny proportion. But today's guest is probably going to help change all that, starting with me and you indie listeners out there. Our guest today is none other than my next-door neighbor, Suzanne Phillips, whom I have recently renamed the Real Coupon Queen. The scales have fallen from my eyes, and I am learning how to save thousands off my annual grocery budget, and I'm spreading the word so you can be empowered as well. We'll take your questions and comments. Do join us, 800-773-0355, or you can email your question or comment to info@indiebusinessradio.com. Suzanne, Real Coupon Queen, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Hi, Donna Maria. Thank you for having me.
Well, now, Suzanne, you got to start out by giving us a little bit of background information. How did you start couponing? What's the story?
Well, I was always using coupons, and when I would read stories about people like me now, I didn't think that that could really happen. But after nosing around on the Internet and I learned quite a few things on some very valuable websites, I realized I was using coupons the wrong way and changed my mindset about how I shopped, and now that's how I shop the way I do.
That's really interesting that you found out you were using coupons the wrong way. Now, I'm in my early 40s, and I've seen coupons all my life. When I go grocery shopping, if I have a coupon for a product I'm buying, I'll give it to the cashier. Is that the right way or the wrong way to coupon shop?
That would be the wrong way. You need to be cutting out your coupons, saving them, waiting until the item goes on sale, and then buy the product with your coupon, and that's really the way to maximize your savings.
Now, Suzanne, I heard from you, I think, when we first started living next door to each other, that in one 12-month period, you saved $7,000 in your grocery store bill using coupons. Is that true?
Yes, it sure is.
Okay. So we need to actually get to how you can help us put an extra $7,000 in our pocket, but we're going to start with, since everybody knows what coupons are, what are the reasons that you think people don't use coupons? Why is that statistic that only $2.6 billion in coupons are redeemed out of $331 billion? Why don't we do this more, Suzanne?
I think the reason people don't really use coupons much is for the same reason I was using them incorrectly, in that people don't think that those coupons can really add up to a lot of savings. They're using the coupons the wrong way. But if you have a game plan, which is what I do, I have a game plan for each week. I spend about 3 hours a week going through the grocery store ads, cutting and sorting and filing my coupons and organizing them, and then comparison shopping to see which stores have got the best deals, and that's how I achieve those kinds of savings.
So maybe it's the time that's involved that kind of scares people off. Now, you have a husband and three active children, two of whom are identical twins, so in the second grade, no less. So you're a busy lady. How do you schedule in time to do this?
You just make a plan. Like for me, it's, you know, Sunday afternoons. I sit down with the Sunday coupon inserts. I have grocery ads. I make a plan. And, yes, there is a little bit of time and work involved, but I feel like 3 hours a week is worth my time to save 70% or more off my grocery bill.
Well, that is a powerful statement there. Now that I am an enlightened shopper, shall we say, I have saved hundreds of dollars just since I moved next door to you. So I'm real happy about that. Not only that, you're a really nice person, too. So I get a double whammy there. But Suzanne, let's talk about some of the things that people have told me, and probably you, I'm sure, as well, recently about why they don't coupon. When I tell people about my coupon savings, their brows furl up and they say things like, well, but don't you use up a whole lot of gas running around from store to store? What do you say to that?
Well, I say with gas being recently $2.99 a gallon here in the Charlotte area, it's foolishness to drive from point A to point B. What I do is I group my errands together in the same geographical area, and when I need to go to a store in Matthews, I'll make sure I have other business to do in Matthews at the same time. I mean, it is really kind of silly to just drive all over town trying to save some money, but...
Okay. So if you can plan ahead, as you said, and group your errands together and stop by the local store with the circular that has the sale stuff, then you can save that way. Because you're going to go there anyway, right?
Exactly, yes.
So planning ahead again. Okay, what about, some people say to me, well, it takes too much time to go through all the circulars and coupons. And then one person emailed a little bit earlier today and said, well, you know, I just look at the Sunday paper and all these colorful magazine-looking things fall out and I just get overwhelmed and confused. What do you say to people in that position?
Well, like I said, it goes back to, is it worth, you know, a few hours of your time each week to go through the inserts and the store ads to shave, you know, several hundreds of dollars or more off your grocery bill? To me, it's worth the time to do that. And just, you know, having a plan, keeping all your coupon stuff together in the same area will help. You just have to be organized, that's all.
Just a little bit more organized. And let me encourage you, Indies out there, from personal experience, you don't have to be that much more organized. I had one conversation with Real Coupon Queen and decided the next time I went to the grocery store, I was going to go ahead and use my coupons. I went to the grocery store and I went from an original grocery bill of $144 all the way down to $88. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was without even trying. That was just the first time I went into the store after talking with Real Coupon Queen. So, Suzanne, tell me this. Some people say that, you know, by the time I remembered that I wanted my coupons, I was already in the grocery store parking lot, had totally forgotten them. What do you say to them?
Okay, well, the first thing is you always have to have your coupons with you because I take them with me no matter if I'm going to Target, to CVS, to the grocery store, because you never know when you're going to stumble upon a great deal. And if you have your coupons, you can take advantage of it.
Now here's another one I hear. Yeah, well, by the time I get around to it, all my coupons are expired and I end up throwing them away, so it's a big waste of money anyway.
Well, that goes back to being organized. As long as my coupons are filed in that the earlier expiring coupons are first and the later expiring ones are in the back, so I use them as they expire.
Now, you just said that your coupons are filed. After talking with you about couponing, I did go to the store and I bought a very small coupon organizer with about 10 or 12 little sections. I got on my computer and I made my labels for dairy and produce and whatever, and now I have my coupon folder that I carry around with me. But I have a feeling yours looks a little bit different from that. Can you describe it to us as best you can on radio?
Yeah, I sure can, and it definitely gets a lot of comments when I'm out and about. I have a 3-inch, 3-ring zippered binder. And I store my coupons in baseball card pages. There are 9 slots to a page, and each page is devoted to a certain category, such as dairy or toiletries or canned goods, that sort of thing.
Okay, so you have them with the ones on top expiring first.
Yes, that's correct.
And baseball, is this something we can get at the craft store or our kids' hobby store?
You could if you wanted to spend a lot of money, but I get mine at the Dollar Tree because it's the same thing for a lot less money.
We need to carry you around in our pockets. Do you offer consulting services, Suzanne?
I've never been in that position, but...
Well, I'm kind of having a feeling we might be able to help you out there. Anyway, so you use baseball card organizers and a regular 3-ring binder that you can buy at any, as you say, dollar store.
Well, I get the binder like at office supply stores or Target, and it's zippered so that my coupons cannot fall out because that would be very bad if that happened.
Okay, so you probably invest a little bit more in a sturdy binder since you carry it everywhere you go, and you probably get a lot of use out of a notebook that all of us never really thought we could get out of a notebook. But, you know, this is so fascinating to me because I know that as small business owners, the more money we can save, that is, the less money we pay ourselves, the less we can get away with paying ourselves, the more we have to invest in our businesses. And that's why this topic really intrigues me. I mean, the three biggest expenses that most people have is their mortgage or their rent, their car note, which most people have more than one, but you have at least one car note most of the time. And then what else do you spend money on that's a necessity? Well, it's the stuff that you eat. And so I can only imagine how much time we spend looking for a new house, trying to find the right neighborhood, the right combination of ingredients to where we want to live. And goodness knows we spend probably far too much time actually picking out an automobile. But we probably don't spend as much time on the groceries, even though what I've heard is a third of our budget every month.
I can easily believe that. And like I said, with the cost of gas being what it is, if anyone has noticed at the grocery store, the cost of all groceries has gone up across the board, I'm sure in part due to the increased transportation costs.
Oh, that's probably a big part of it. And, you know, it's amazing to me now that I'm an enlightened shopper and I go in the grocery store, I will actually stand in front of the wall of cereal boxes for as long as I need to find, if my family needs cereal at the time, to find the buy one, get one free cereal or whatever it is, and buy it that way. Do you find that you do that sometimes, or are you more of a planner?
Yes, I am definitely a planner.
Okay. Well, I'm a beginner, so it's okay for me to do this. And it's okay for me to, like, do it, like, the beginner way for a while until I can get my feet wet, I hope. Anyway, Suzanne, so, you know, you've got some quote-unquote rules for couponing, things to do, things not to do when you're couponing. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the rules that you follow to save the most money?
Yeah, the first thing we need to do is you've got to forget brand loyalty. Because
what does that mean?
Brand loyalty means you want to use only Crest toothpaste or buy Eggo waffles, that sort of thing.
Okay, and why is that important to forget your loyalty to a particular brand?
Because if Pillsbury waffles can do the job just as well as Eggo, but they are cheaper, it makes sense to go with the cheaper alternative.
Okay, I have to tell a funny story because that was the first coupon rule you shared with me. And because I wanted to be a good student, I went to the grocery store with my new lack of brand loyalty, and I bought the brand of biscuits that were on sale, buy one, get one free, and I had a coupon. So we're talking a package of biscuits for like 25 cents, ultimately, is what I got. So I was really on a roll. Came home and cooked up my biscuits for my darling husband, who sat down across the table from me with a big smile on his face and said, "Oh, these are the flaky biscuits. I like the fluffy, rich, buttery biscuits." And I said, "Oh, well, you know what, hon? The fluffy, rich, buttery biscuits were not buy one, get one free on sale, and so I didn't get them. But if you want to go out and spend your money on fluffy, rich, buttery biscuits and bring them home, I will cook them for you." So anyway, I tell that story because it's true, and it's also something I think is kind of funny. But I just have to say that, love him though I do, I have banned him from the grocery store because, you know, couponing is a whole new thing, and some people kind of take to it like I seem to have, and some people don't. So when we need something from the store, when he needs something from the store, I'll give him the money, and he's got to come home with a receipt and the exact change so I can put it back in the grocery envelope, and we can see how much we spent. And what I'm finding is that is incredibly empowering. Do you find the same thing, Suzanne?
Oh, yeah. It's a real rush to be at the grocery store and watch my before total be, like it was yesterday, $155, and then after my discounts pay $57.
Okay. We've got to take a break on that note. Say that again.
$155, and then I paid $57 at the end.
Okay. We're going to take a break. And if you guys have thrown out yesterday's paper, I suggest you go out to the dumpster and get it. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. We're here this afternoon with my next-door neighbor, also known as Real Coupon Queen. And she just shared with us before our break that yesterday she purchased $150 worth of groceries, approximately $150 worth of groceries, and paid $57 for them. So as I said, if you didn't have time during the break to run and grab the coupons from yesterday's paper, you'll have plenty of time after the show. But you'll want to stay tuned so you can get some of Suzanne's best couponing tips, the first of which was forget brand loyalty, toss it out the window. What are some of the other tips that you have for people who want to save as much money as possible using coupons, Suzanne?
Well, the next best tip, and again, not running all over town wasting gas, but you also need to forget store loyalty. Sometimes I might shop at one store one week, or I may shop at several stores in one week if the savings are substantial enough to warrant that.
Okay, so that really involves looking through those circulars, right, and seeing what's actually for sale at different places in your area.
Yeah, definitely comparison shopping. And don't assume that a certain grocery store or store is too expensive for you to shop at. I have a great example that I like to share with people who are fond of a certain big box store, the number one retailer in America. Am I allowed to say the name or no?
Go for it.
It would be Walmart. People that really love Walmart are always thinking that's the best deal. But here's an example. You guys need to do the math. A box of cereal might be $3.79 regular price at the grocery store that I shop at. Walmart's regular price for cereal would be $2.49. Now, the Harris Teeter sale price will be $2 a box, and with a 75-cent coupon that's doubled, the cereal is 50 cents a box then at Harris Teeter. So with that example, you see that Walmart is definitely not the cheapest place in town to shop at.
So in that example, you got the box of cereal for 50 cents, whereas if you had gone to Walmart, you would have gotten it basically for $2 because they don't double your coupon.
That's true.
Okay, so that's $1.50. If you multiply that times, you know, even half the items in your grocery cart, then you've saved a ton of money over a year's period. It's amazing to me. So do you think maybe we need to stop the show in case any grocery store owners are listening?
Let's hope they aren't.
Well, I mean, it just makes me wonder from a business perspective. The statistic we read at the beginning of the show is such a small number. Now, I know I was listening to a TV show not too long ago, a morning show, and they were talking about the steady rise in the prices that we pay for things like groceries. And one of the things that the Grocery Store Association representative said was, yeah, well, we offer all these coupons, so we do what we can to help. And I think it's interesting that, in fact, they do what they can. I'm not sure it's all they can, but certainly the Sunday papers are filled with coupons. So they are offering manufacturers coupons, but I wonder what would happen if, you know, even half the people in every neighborhood in America listened to the show and put your tips to work.
Well, I don't know. The good deals might blow away, but thankfully not everyone shops the way I do. But it's an easy way to save a lot of money and trim some fat from your budget.
It really is, and I have to say it's become quite a little hobby of mine. When the paper we got up yesterday, I very rarely go out on Sunday morning in the frosty air to get the newspaper, but I did yesterday. My husband took the sports page, and I took all the coupons. And, you know, I gave my kids some scissors, and we, for the next hour, chopped up, you know, the newspaper and got all the coupons out. And I think it's a great way. I have to say, one day your daughter and you came home from the grocery store, and you told her to tell me how much money you guys had saved. And she proudly held up the receipt and shared how much money you guys had saved. And I thought that was a great teaching tool for children. What do you think about that?
Well, my kids are definitely very familiar with coupons, and needless to say, they're not always thrilled when they have to go to the store with me because I do turn it into a little bit of a project, but I figure when they grow up, they're either going to be embracing coupons or they'll run in the other direction. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Well, it's money in their pocket, so let's hope they, if they don't embrace it, it's temporary. They've found something else to do for a little while, but I got to tell you, just the other day, shopping with my kids, Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have that? You know, it's tempting sometimes to say yes, just to stop the questions. But I now, you know, not only do I say no, but I say, no, I don't have a coupon for it. No, and I tell them to go, look, is there a yellow sticker by it? If there's a yellow sticker by it, which means it's like buy one, get one free or something, I'll consider it. If not, we're not going to get it. Can you live with that? And so now my kids go through the grocery store. I'm like, here's a yellow sticker, Mommy. Here's a yellow sticker. So I feel like just in that small way I'm empowering them to start looking for good ways to spend their money and good ways to also save it at the same time. And so this is a way of life for you. It's all new to me. That's why I'm so excited about it. So tell me this. You always recommend that people save their receipts. That takes up a lot of space. Do you have a special place in your notebook for your receipts, Suzanne?
I keep mine in an envelope in a drawer in the kitchen. The saving of the receipts is very effective for me because there are also rebates that are out there in the grocery stores, and listeners have probably seen them dozens of times and they just walked right by, didn't know what they were. But when you save your receipts, then you can take advantage of the rebate forms that are out there as well.
And, you know, I was just reading the regular old Oprah magazine the other day. I read it quite regularly, or read some of the articles in it quite regularly. And I got to tell you, for the first time, I started seeing these mail-in rebates. They've been in there the whole time, and I have not noticed them because I always thought it would be too much trouble to mail them in.
Well, like one a rebate form I have right now at home is for $20 back when you buy filet mignon. Now, beef tenderloin filet mignon happens to go on sale generally in December for Christmas. So that'll be a really nice Christmas Eve dinner that will be costing me next to nothing.
You know, and tell everybody about the car dealer deal that you have. This is a good one, guys. And I tell you what, if you email me after the show, I'll send you the link where you can go get this deal.
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with grocery coupons, but a few years ago I started seeing on the Internet that there were freebies out there for people who test drove automobiles. And I started playing with that a little bit, and it's if you don't mind giving up, you know, 15, 20 minutes of your day, there are some pretty good deals out there to be had with that, too. And I'm just totally honest when I go to the dealer, explain that I'm not in the market for a car at this time, but I might be in the future. And 9 times out of 10, they don't even want me to test drive the car. They'll just sign my form and send me on my merry way.
And by the way, here's the deal that Suzanne emailed me last week. You go to, I can't remember the car dealer's name, you test drive the automobile, and they give you a voucher for $50 off at NFL.com just in time for hubby's Christmas present.
Yeah, that was a really easy one. The day I picked to go there, the guy was very apologetic and said his salesmen were sick, and would it be okay if I didn't do a test drive? He could just sign my form. That was fine.
Oh, my goodness. And so it really is, it's you exchange your time for a discount. That's essentially what it boils down to.
Pretty much, but as my husband has looked over my savings, you know, for 5 years running, he says this is quite a valuable little hobby that I have. It's saving us a lot of money.
Yes, he does sing your praises where that's concerned, and rightly so. So, Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about triple coupon days. What are they, and how do you find out about them and take advantage of them?
Well, it's ironic that you mention that because it so happens that here in the Charlotte area anyway, Harris Teeter will be having triple coupons this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's really no rhyme or reason when the grocery stores in our area do triple coupons, but they're always advertised in the paper, And it's a good idea to just keep a watch out for that so you can take advantage of that.
Now, I'm real excited about that. I just, when I heard about the triple coupon thing, it'll be my first triple couponing day. It's a really big deal to me. I hope I don't sound too ridiculous. If you have a question or comment for Real Coupon Queen, join us, 1-800-773-0355, or you can email your question to info@indiebusinessradio.com. Suzanne's got another receipt to show us here. What's this, Suzanne?
This is from the last round of triple coupons back in September. The total that I paid was 4 cents, and I saved $65.23. So I got $65 worth of groceries for 4 cents.
Okay, now what happens to the line behind you when you're standing there with about 100 coupons and your notebook, and, you know, do you find that you generate a lot of interest? Does, like, the owner of the store have to come over and sign for your sale?
My binder definitely attracts a lot of interest in the grocery store, and usually people are very very friendly, very interested, but if it is a particularly big shopping trip, I'll just turn, you know, very politely, tell the person if they're in a hurry, they might want to go in a different line because it could take a while.
Well, that's very polite, and I'm sure people appreciate that. I hope they're listening to the show, though, so they can get in line for some savings, too. Now, Suzanne, you've shared with me that there's, like, a specific order that you need to pay for your groceries in when you go up there, and the first thing the cashier says is, "Hi, did you find everything you need? Can I scan your card, please?" Tell me a little bit about the order that you need to scan everything through when you're getting your groceries.
Well, I don't know that it makes much difference, but I personally tell them that I like to scan my customer reward card at the end before they scan my coupons, just because I like to see all my savings come off at the end of the order. It just is easier for me to keep track of it that way.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense because I certainly, as I told my husband this morning, my new favorite sound is this. Because that's the sound that the cash register makes as it's counting off your discounts. So the more you, as you scan your groceries through, if you do that before the discount, you get to hear that sound a lot more, right?
Yes, that's true. That is a very nice sound to hear.
It is. So the idea is that you go to the grocery store, you put your stuff on the table for the person to scan, and you let them scan everything through at full price first, right?
Correct.
Okay, so then you see your grand total of way too much money.
Yes, and then I give them my customer card and they scan it.
Okay, and then that takes off the store discounts, like the toothpaste is on sale, 25 cents off, or buy one, get one free, right?
Right.
Okay, so you get your full price, then you get your store price, and then you scan your coupons last. So how does that help?
Well, your card, at least here, it has to be scanned before the coupons or else the coupons will not double.
Okay, so that's very important to scan your card before the coupon.
Yes, very, very. I learned that the hard way.
Okay, that's going to be a huge difference when you're talking about double coupons.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the order, guys. You scan everything through at full price, then you scan your store card, your customer card, and then you scan your coupons. If you do it in any other order, you're likely to miss some of your discounts, and we don't want to miss any of those. So, tell me, Suzanne, have you got some other tips there?
I do. Basically, base your grocery list on what is on sale for that week. The way I used to shop is I would decide what it is that we would eat each week, and then I would write my grocery list from that. But that's wrong. You can't achieve savings the way I do shopping that way. So I look at the ads, I see what's on sale, and I base my grocery list on that. And another tip, it just makes sense. Buy seasonally. You know, don't be buying asparagus now. Buy that in the spring when it's on sale for 99 cents a pound.
Okay, so buy what's in season. And speaking of that, we've got a caller on the line from Minnesota who has a question about how to keep your grocery cart healthy. Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, tell me your name.
My name is Angie.
Angie, welcome to Indie Business Radio. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Certainly.
Okay, what's your question or comment for Suzanne today?
Well, my question is, how do you keep your shopping cart healthy? Because I used to use coupons, which another thing is in Minnesota they don't double and triple coupons, but I was still saving a whole lot of money using coupons. And so for anybody who hears that they don't double coupons, still use coupons. But the choices that I see in the Sunday papers aren't always the healthiest. So how do you keep your shopping cart healthy without putting a whole bunch of, you know, frozen pizzas and frozen waffles that are just going to pack on the pound?
Well, you know, you do have to pick and choose. I'm definitely not buying organic produce because that stuff tends to be more expensive.
Right.
But, you know, maybe frozen vegetables are cheaper than fresh vegetables. I am doing the math and trying to see what's the best deal. And, you know, yogurt, fruit cups, that sort of thing. My kids do have treats, but believe me, we ration those out like, around my house.
Absolutely.
Thanks for that question. And, you know, if I could comment on that as well, I am seeing an increasing number of frozen organic companies, and they do provide coupons because I've gotten quite a few organic frozen meals and vegetables and different types of things over the last month because I've been looking for them. And the other thing, Suzanne, to share about that is you can use your rebate for any kind of product. It doesn't matter whether it's organic or not. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, you have to be buying the products that the rebate is good for, but one thing I wanted to bring up, a source that you can get coupons, which I haven't mentioned, call your favorite manufacturers or email them. They all have websites. Comment on the products, and 9 times out of 10, you'd be surprised. They will send you coupons in the mail. So that's a great way to get coupons for products that you use but you don't often see coupons for.
That's a really good suggestion, and I'll just share something you shared with me a couple of weeks ago. You gave me a little card for a mail-in rebate. And I was able to use that for something organic. But we're going to take a break, and I'll tell you about that when we come right back. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are back with Real Coupon Queen and my next-door neighbor, Suzanne Phillips. She's been sharing with us some great couponing tips. And, you know, I want to go back to the question and comment that the caller from Minnesota had. She makes a really good point about the fact that organic produce manufacturers, organic growers, organic frozen foods companies, whatever they are, they don't offer coupons, and for the most part. I see some now, as I've said earlier, but you don't see as many, and, of course, we don't really know why that is. Maybe we'll have someone on the show about that. But, Suzanne, do you think you just mentioned, you know, go to the website and send a note. I wonder what would happen if more consumers who chose an organic lifestyle started asking those manufacturers to give up some coupons. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure the coupons are out there because, you know, like when I've had Campbell's soup, which is not organic, but I had a situation with that a couple weeks ago where the can was defective and they sent me a replacement coupon. So these manufacturers generally have coupons available, but maybe for the organic, it's generally more expensive, you know, mm-hmm. more higher income, and maybe they're just feeling like people are going to buy it regardless of the cost.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's true, maybe for a little bit of time, but I can imagine if we as consumers hear enough about the benefits of eating organically, I hardly think we're going to go broke,
live, eat Alpo when we retire, because we want to eat organically all our lives. I mean, that unfortunately, hopefully, is not the choice that consumers will have to make. But for that caller and for anyone else listening, I will share that you have shared with me that you can use rebates for anything. For example, you gave me the other day a card that I could mail in to get $3 back on the purchase of any cheese. So if I go to the store and buy organic cheese, then I can mail that rebate in and essentially probably end up getting free cheese because I use that rebate. So, and that's the power of the rebates, combining the rebates with the coupons. And so thank you for sharing that with me. So, Suzanne, do you have one of those entertainment meal discount books? Do you use those things?
We have several various different kinds. Those are great books to have.
Okay, so people come around every fall and they knock on the door and they say, I've got an entertainment book. It's only $25, but there's $50,000 worth of coupons in here. And I go, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to spend $50,000 eating out. And I'm exaggerating, of course. But why are they worth $25 or $30, Suzanne?
Well, if the cost of the coupon book is $25, even using just two of the buy one, get one free coupons will more than pay for the book already. There are also coupons in there for entertainment, and it's great for families. Like in the Charlotte area, there's ice skating coupons, theater coupons. So that adds up in a hurry.
Okay, so and you can probably use that. A lot of stores, a lot of restaurants these days now have healthier choices and organic choices on their menus, too.
That's true. They do.
We've got a studio audience today, and one of our members of our audience has a question. Let's see. What's your name?
Wanda.
And you live here in Charlotte, Wanda?
Yes, I live here in Charlotte. I have a question for Suzanne on the entertainment books. Where do you purchase them from?
The actual entertainment books I've actually seen in Blockbuster here in the area, but another one of my favorites for the Charlotte area anyway is the City Pass book, and they have different coupons in both of them, and it's just, they're really great to have on hand. Generally, when you're a smart shopper the way I am, I like to think I am, that spills over in other areas of your life, so when we go out to eat, we're pretty much going to a place that I have a coupon for.
It really is. It's a lifestyle choice, isn't it, Suzanne?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay. And so what are some suggestions that you have for, but was it easy for you to transition into this, by the way?
It was surprisingly easy. The hardest part for me was initially setting up the binder. That did take a bit of time, but once I transitioned over, it's really just become second nature to me. I don't even think about it anymore.
If you've got a question for Real Coupon Queen, please call us, 800-773-0355, or email info@indiebusinessradio.com. Suzanne, what do you find, how do you find that your children are benefiting from seeing you use coupons?
Well, they're seeing that we think very hard, we make choices about what we're purchasing, and they definitely see the savings add up. And my kids, yes, they are getting some treats, as I said earlier, but we're rationing that stuff out. And they wouldn't be having the stuff. We wouldn't be eating as well as we did in some cases, without the coupons.
And, Suzanne, you've got some websites that you say are great places to go to get coupons. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, my favorite websites are mycoupons.com, and another really great website is hotcouponworld.com. Both of those websites are just full of information, great shopping tips. Hotcouponworld.com lists every grocery and drugstore out there across the nation. So you can, it doesn't matter if you're in Iowa, California, Florida, New England, you just click on your grocery store and it will list all the good deals for the grocery store or the drugstore for each week. So that's really very, very good information to have.
And, Suzanne, I saw some coupons in yesterday's paper for an item that I wanted to buy. And then I remembered that I had been to a website that you referred me to, and I had seen a coupon for twice the value there. Does that happen a lot?
Yes, the values for coupons, they're different all over the country, and that's definitely not a coincidence at all.
Well, the thing is that if I use the one in my Sunday paper, I get to use it one time.
But it seemed like I could go back and reprint the coupon on the internet. There was no limit. I think I got two of them.
Sadly, two is the limit.
Oh, okay. So I just, well, good to know I wasn't being greedy. Okay, so they would have stopped me after that.
Yeah, there's special software that it won't allow you, on most printable coupons, it will not allow you to print more than two coupons.
Okay, because it was 50 cents off the item in the Sunday paper, and then it was 60 cents off with the coupon that I got online, and when you double that, the difference is 20 cents, and I know that's not a lot for that particular item, but if you're buying 100 items in 1 week, that kind of savings adds up.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, the coupon values differ all over the country, and you'll find different coupon values online as well, so it's just smart shopping to look around and see what's out there.
You know, I got to tell you, this coupon thing has given me so many interesting things to tell my husband about. When I come back from the grocery store, I walk in the door, my eyes are all lit up, and he kind of looks at me going, ooh, how much money did you save? It's really kind of fun to see that, you know, you can do that. But the other thing is that in addition to actual coupons where you get discounts, doing this actually sort of heightens your savings radar, if you will. Like you just said earlier, it kind of spills over into other areas of your life. But, you know, there's a certain discount store that I never shop at. I just never shop at it. I've been living here in Charlotte for over a year now since I moved, and I have never been to this particular discount store. Well, yesterday I was at a birthday party with one of my kids, and it just so happened that this child's grandmother was the assistant manager at this store, and she said, oh, you know, I got to go to work. And I said, where do you work? And she told me where she worked, and she said, we're having a big family sale. And she said, you know, all our paper products are like tons of money off. And I thought, I've got coupons for that. So after the party, we all piled into the car, and I don't know, I guess, you know, there's organic paper and things of that nature too, but I don't buy that because I do want to save money on paper products and things that I don't put into my body if I can. And I just thought it was fabulous to go to this store, meet up with this grandmother who was such a nice lady, gave us an extra discount because we had, you know, been at her granddaughter's party. And it just was so empowering to see what I was able to save just because my radar was open to it.
That's right. You just keep your eyes open and you'd be surprised at the deals that are out there waiting to be found.
You know, it was funny, too, because we left the store, and I was looking at my receipt, and I was like, you know, I had more coupons than this. And there they were in the bottom of the basket. So we had all gotten in the car and put our seatbelts on, my 4-year-old and my 6-year-old, and I had put the grocery cart back, and I said, all right, guys, got to get out of the car. With $2.50, we got to go get our money. And so it's just kind of funny how your mindset changes. A year ago, I probably never would have done that. That's how stupid I was a year ago. Not that anyone who's not couponing is also stupid, but if you think about it, if you don't look for ways to cut the money that you spend, then you can't complain about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree about that. It's just, like I said earlier, it's worth a few hours, even a few hours a month if you just want to start dipping your feet into it, because the coupon savings are out there. You just have to take advantage of it.
And here's another thing I'm discovering from you, if you could comment on this too. How do you recommend that if someone in a neighborhood like you and I developing a friendship around several things, including couponing, how do you recommend that people in a neighborhood in middle America or wherever they are, how do they get together with their friends to exchange coupons and really just encourage each other to do this? Because I think it's really important for us not to just be consumers, but to really be partners with the companies that we give our money to, because we need to respect their need to make a profit in their business, and they need to respect our need to make a profit in our families, or else, you know, it's got to be a win-win situation. So how can you encourage some ways for other people in neighborhoods to take advantage of this and really just spur each other on?
Well, I think a good way to start is if your neighbors or friends don't use their coupons, start asking for them. Ask your family members for coupons, your coworkers, church. I mean, you could start a coupon group at your church. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone's not going to use the coupons, ask them for it. All they can do is say no, and more times than not, they're going to give you the coupons.
And I can imagine that mom's groups are great places for this.
Definitely, absolutely.
My relatives who are in the military shop at military bases where it's my understanding that they don't accept coupons. So I've gotten, that's at this particular military base that I'm thinking about, they don't. But now they're going to be mailing me their coupons.
Well, some of the military people I know have access to even better coupons, so some of them are very lucky.
Oh, okay, so they may not accept the ones that we see in the paper. They may have their own coupons that they have on base.
Yeah, from what I've read online, they definitely have some different coupons that I've never seen before that I wish I had.
Yeah, well, one of my relatives who's got a military connection sends me the coupons, so I get, you know, double coupons that I wouldn't otherwise have. And, you know, when my husband went back to Washington, D.C., where we were from a couple of months ago, he came back with the Sunday paper. And, of course, I pounced on it. Give me that newspaper before you throw it away.
You know, one thing, before I forget, talking about the military, one thing that's a great way to help the military is military people that are overseas, they can use expired coupons. So up to 6 months expired. So many times I will save my coupons that are expired and get them to someone who can get these things overseas because they can use them.
Suzanne, how do we find, like, an address to mail those coupons?
Probably just Googling it on the Internet. I know there's all different ways out there.
That's a really good tip for anybody who's, I mean, why waste them, right? I mean, they just go in the trash if you don't use them.
And another way I want to point out, which is an easy way to help people, especially at this time of year as charities are going to be asking for donations, many times I clip out coupons for things that my family doesn't use, but if the item winds up being free, I buy it and then I donate it to a charity because I feel like even though we can't use it, somebody out there can definitely use it.
You know, this is just, it's like a never-ending cycle. When you start trying to make better use of your resources, you're not the only one who gets help.
No, it's full circle. I mean, and if you can help somebody else out and it's not going to cost you a dime, why not go ahead and do it?
Such a great example of you get back what you put out there.
Yes, I think that's true.
Well, Real Coupon Queen, we are just very excited to have had your expertise today. And I just will never forget the moment you came to my house with a receipt for $120 worth of groceries that you had paid $1.50 for. Changed my life, girl. Thanks for joining me on Indie Business Radio.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, we've got some great shows coming up for you, but before I even get there, again, get out there to the trash bin and get that newspaper in your office. If people have coupons that they're not using, I hope you'll start looking through them. Get those rebates out there, whether you're organic lifestyle or non-organic lifestyle. There is some money to be saved in getting manufacturers' coupons and rebates. Next week, November 12th, financial planner and investment advisor representative Edwin Gaskin will join me to talk about what indies can do to protect themselves, their families, and the future succession of their businesses by making wise financial choices sooner rather than later. We'll ask him what he thinks about couponing, too. On November 26th, licensed insurance broker Daryl Stafford of Stratus Insurance Services will discuss insurance issues for small business owners, including a comprehensive overview of the product liability insurance program they offer to members of the Indie Beauty Network. I hope you'll join me. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Have a great week.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.